Welcome to episode 19 of the Brown Bag Podcast. I wonder what holiday it is.
It's Halloween, cut.
This is Vic the Edgar.
Hey.
To my far left, to my closer left, it is Wingardium Leviosa, Duno.
Hello.
Pate. How are you today?
Fucking amazing, you see.
What'd you do today?
Fuck Jenna.
You fuck Jenna?
Who's no, that? No, what's her name? I fucking...
Are you doing Forrest Gump? I did Forrest Gump.
What's Ron's sister's name? Oh, Jenny. I'm chilling with Jenna. Jenny, I don't know how to fuck Fuck Ron.
Dude, why fuck Ron? That's your homie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Malfoy is your enemy.
Okay, fuck Malfoy.
Okay, you ain't gonna like what?
Abracadabra Malfoy.
Abracadabra. Avada Kedavra or something. I'm a Duende. I don't know how Duendes talk, but like I'm a Duende. I have like super big ears. I can hear everything. I can hear your thoughts.
Oh, shit.
You get Wi-Fi in them bitches.
I definitely do. Loki, I feel like my regular ears look like this too. Fuck.
You know what's fucked up too?
What?
Is that I didn't have to go anywhere or shop to dress like an Edgar. Like, it was all in my closet already.
All you needed to do was supply, like, the wig, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I love that. I just, you feel me? Like, I already had the
fit. So what do you think it is? Is it, because you have a beef with some Edgars.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm starting to see.
Do you think it's because you guys are so much alike?
I mean, now I'm starting to see they're not so different than and I. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
They shop in the same places, just Vic.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't sag my pants.
Right.
You feel me? Like, what else? I have a full-size car. You know, they have like a mamalona. What else? The haircut. You know, I get a haircut every week. Actually, they get haircuts every week, too. I give them props on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can't let the bowl get a little too messy.
Right.
But, they just have longer hair. You know, it looks outrageous to me.
Yeah.
You feel me? But that's what looks cool to them.
Vic doesn't wear backpacks everywhere.
Yeah, you feel me? You know, got but this. You know, just in case I need a... You never know when you're going to need a second fitting, you feel me? Just, you know, pop off. You
That's
know what
my
saying?
Favorite part of this costume.
You feel me?
That you brought changes.
You feel me? Because you never know.
The streets are crazy. Edgar has. Edgar always has on, Vic.
Streets are crazy.
This is so fun. Halloween is here. Are you happy? I feel like we've had, like, a great... And we have our favorite little scary fools behind us.
That's just fire.
Are you excited for Halloween? Is this what you're going to wear?
I am. I don't know if this might be the actual fit
right.
for Halloween. Mm-hmm. For the brown bag, it was meant, you feel me? If it's a little tight, you know what I mean? Potter put up some pounds, you know what I mean? He defeated Voldemort, no longer has to stress out.
Right, you know right. What I mean? So he could eat some whatever he wants.
You feel
some
me?
Some butter beer.
You feel me? Me and Jenny got some kids now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We living in L.A.?
Amongst the other muggles?
Amongst muggles, you feel me? We do magic only in the house.
Only in the house.
I drive a regular car, no broom, you feel me?
Oh, my God. What about snitches? You don't like snitches now.
Before I used to love snitches.
Mm.
I used to love catching them.
Mm-hmm.
Even
you
broke
still
my
love
house.
Catching them.
Fact.
Catching them slipping.
Catching the snitches.
So they're not
slipping.
As fast as back in the day.
True.
Back in the day, they were...
Golden.
Had to squint, you know what I mean?
I love this.
You get what I'm saying? Me and Ron get along. I'm with his sister. You know what I mean? Dumbledore's dead. You know, I go visit his grave every once in a while.
Oh, my God. The OG.
You feel me? I somewhat kick it with Neville sometimes.
Neville is the one that would always, like, fuck up, right? Like
Longbottom.
Longbottom. Neville Longbottom.
Neville Longbottom.
You feel me? I miss my godfather. She was black. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Free all the ones in prison Azkaban. I write him sometimes, but my owl died, remember?
Oh, your owl died. What about the mentors? How do you feel about them?
The mentors? You feel me? I'm with God now. I got a whole bracelet. Keeps me away from the Dementors.
The Dementors. Keeps the Dementors away. Ooh, do you still have your whole bracelet?
I do.
Hold on.
The Montour go away.
The Montour.
You feel me? I don't talk to my family. Fuck Dudley's bitch ass. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Dudley beef it. I'll fly his fat ass hard to see him. You know what I mean?
I love this. Are we done with the Harry Potter references? Do we have more?
No, one more. Fuck Aunt Petunia. Fucking bitch.
Who's that? Oh, your tia. We all have that tia. We talked about cousins we don't fuck with. We all have that tia we don't fuck with.
Oh, yeah, I have a tia I don't fuck with.
Yeah, I have a tia I don't fuck with. What about you? All your tias are cool, though.
Yeah, no, my tias are like my older sisters. But,
yeah.
I mean, I have a whole, like, side of my
family
that I don't really know. Like, Actually, I don't want to say it because he'll be watching the podcast. But yeah, shout out to the family I talk to all the time.
I have a tia that used to, when we used to go, when they used to take care of us, she used to be mean to me. But it's like when you're a kid, they're mean to you and they don't expect you to remember. But I remembered that shit. And then so I grew up and I didn't want to fuck with her.
At all. For
no,
what?
Like, fuck you. I remember.
Me personally, I don't. I get along with all my tias. They're all really cool. I've had a disagreement with my uncle here and there before. But, you know, I don't take things personal. We grew up, I was probably, like, younger and mature, took something personal or some shit.
Yeah.
But I remember one of my uncles, which is my mom's younger brother. Shout out my uncle. Love him to death. Cool as fuck. But I remember one time we had, like, a disagreement about, like, I was, like, working and I wasn't fucking, like, I wasn't, like, my other uncle, which I really love, like, he's, like, always looked out for me and shit. He was, like, oh, come work for the day. I'm going to pay you.
Like, work what?
Like
construction?
We were doing, like, my uncle sells, like, bananas and shit. So I was helping him, like, cut the bananas para que las friten.
Oh, wow. You never talk about that.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't sell bread before.
We only know you as Pollo Loco employee.
Oh, no.
He's the hustle.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was, like, younger, and I remember, like, he was trying to, like, tell me something. I'm like, fool, shut up, like. I don't give a fuck, dog. I don't give a fuck. But it's weird because he's my mom's little brother. And him and my mom are really close.
Got it.
Like, my mom's his daughter's godmother. I mean, yes.
Like super close.
And when he came here, he lived with my mom. So he has a lot of love for my dad and my mom. But I was just like, I don't give a fuck, fool. Like, I felt disrespected somehow.
Yeah.
And we got into it or whatever. I was like, all right, so what? Like, he was trying to talk. I was like, all right, I don't care. Like, so what are you going to do about it?
Oh,
and I was just doing that. Like, so what? And he's like, and I'm like, so what? I don't give a fuck. Like,
damn.
And my other uncle, he's older, you know, so he was just like letting us argue. But after he told me, he's like, you didn't start it. And then my other uncle called my mom, like, and my mom was like, well, don't tell him nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like when I used to complain to my mom about my sister, and my mom used to be like, well, don't fucking leave him alone then, like, you know?
Yeah.
It was one of those things. But we, like, talked about it, and it was like, whatever, like, you feel me?
That's good.
But I was like, all right.
Shout out to the Theo that got onto those nerves.
Yeah, I was like, so what? Shut up. All right, sounds good. Like, we're just going back and forth.
Imagine the karma you're going to get whenever you have kids, or with your sister's kids.
Oh, I fuck with my sister's kid all the time. I mean, like, bro, you don't fucking listen,
seven.
Fool. Oh, yeah, but he's a little bastard.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's not a bastard. He has a dad, but he's just a little fucker. Like, he does. Nah, but he really loves me. My nephew really loves me. Like, watch, I'm going to show you guys videos after where he's like, I want to be like Theo Danny.
Oh,
wow. Do videos.
That's dope.
How about you, Vic? You weren't maltratado like me when I was little? Or?
No, honestly, I was treated like a king. Yeah.
Wow. Feel it.
I'm not going to lie. But there was times where we had, like, a babysitter. And they would act, like, funny sometimes, you feel me? Like, I would be like, I don't like ketchup on my eggs, and then they'll put it on there anyway. Like, and I couldn't tell my mom because I wasn't, like, a snitch, but I was just like, I hate ketchup on my eggs. You keep doing this. Like, you're ruining my life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, baby.
Why was my child? I have a really traumatic babysitter story.
I have one, too. I got
bread by my too. I have one, too. All right, you go first.
Okay.
All right,
you go first.
So we had a babysitter, and she lived with us. So she had me on top of in the bathroom, on top of the sink, where, like, getting me ready for a bath. So I'm naked. And I guess I crawl on the sink, and the plancha was on there. And the plancha fell, like, on my butt, and it was on. And she took me a shower, everything, put clothes on me, everything. My parents didn't find out, so my mom was changing me. And my pants stuck to my butt because of the burn. Yeah, and they fired her so quick. Like, my dad was so fucking pissed. And I think no tenía papeles, so if we fired her, she had to go. She had no place to live, nothing like that. Yeah. Like, it was that bad.
I got burned by a plancha, too.
Me, too.
I got burned by a plancha by my babysitter. But she called my mom right away, like, panicking. My mom was like...
A babysitter, too?
Yeah, a babysitter burned me, too. And then I had
another... What the fuck? We need to keep babysitters and planchas away from each other.
Bro, and then that was like... And I remember, like, my mom was like, oh, yeah, I burned you. And then, like, she was panicking. My mom was like...
Well, how old are you? I was like 4.
I was younger, I think.
Yeah.
I was younger, and then my mom was like, just put him the pomada once I get, like, you know? Oh. But obviously, when you burn somebody, like, she could have called your mommy. Obviously, if it was an
accident.
Something
were told them. Yeah, they didn't find out till nighttime when I was going to bed.
Nah, she called my mom and said that she was panicking. And then my other babysitter, shout out to Doña Lupita. She's actually taking care of everybody at the block. She fucking, I used to hate it, bro. She used to, like, she was Salvadorian. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't go play unless you finished that cheese. The smelly one? Oh, bro, I used to sit there and cry like, oh, dang it. Get
And don't know you should have hid it in your pockets or something. I used to do that with veggies. I know my
they would pockets clean, full of
they
cheese.
They would clean my wallet.
Pockets full of cheese. Yeah. You know the bag
bags already.
Pockets full of vegetables over there.
After I used to do that shit all the time.
That's funny.
So you would eat it.
or like carbon.
That is extra. That's OD of her to have you have done that's that.
Hilarious. No, but she was like one of those baby shitties where like your parents can't tell her nothing. Mm. Like, you know, she's been doing this her whole life. Yeah. What the fuck she doing?
Yeah.
She took care of everybody's kids, everybody.
Yeah.
Like
so everyone else ate the cheese?
Everybody else
wasabi?
It was a rite of passage.
It was a rite of passage, you feel me? You either no. Her thing was more like eat, like you have to eat, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know, like she just shut all of us down, but make up. Obviously, there were a lot of us, you know.
Yeah.
So she made like a couple noodles for all of us, and everybody would eat and shit. But you know, the cheese was kind of gacho, you feel me?
Yeah, really gacho. But what about you, like,
Vic? Oh, so I was actually also burned by an iron. So weird, right?
This is really weird. Yeah. The connection.
So
the same babysitter.
I know, right? Just going around burning kids. The fucking punching. No, so. My mom told me that it was my tia's fault that they were, like, I don't know, getting ready or something. And I was, like, in the house sitting down. And then the plancha just, like, tipped over and fell, landed, like, on my inner thigh.
Oh,
so I had, like, an inner thigh, like, plancha mark for years.
Yeah, that stays with you.
I was like, Mom, what's this? And, like, what's a plancha? Don't worry about it. And I'm just like, the fuck? Like, when did this happen? I think it happened when I was, like, 3 or 4 because I don't have a recollection of it.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing that, like, mark. It went away now.
Yeah.
You know, if any brown bag baddies want to. Find out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
But yeah, that was. It wasn't like a babysitter story, but I do have a crazy babysitter story. One time, a babysitter put me in the dryer.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear to God.
She should go to fucking jail.
What?
Yo, yeah.
Wait, like, as a punishment?
I don't remember. Like, I remember like thinking about.
Wait,
like,
what kind of dryer? The dryer that's on top. The dryer.
No,
that's
it was like
open
a, you know,
the front.
It was one in my
house. She like put it in there and then press start.
No, she didn't press start. But like, oh, I was curious. I guess I was a kid. I was curious. I was like, oh, what's inside the dryer? And then I was like, oh, can I get in there? Like, I don't know. I'm a kid. You
yeah,
know? Like,
of course.
So I want to get in there, right? But I'm telling her, and then so I get in there, and then she closes the door.
No.
And then
no,
I panic,
no,
and she just walks away, and I start panicking, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And then And then, like, later on, I tell my mom, and then she fired her, like, right away.
Of course.
Yeah. Hey, were your old, you were the older sibling, but
yeah.
Was your older sister, like, the worst babysitter?
I don't think they would let her babysit.
My older sister was a piece of shit, fool. To this day, I bring it
I'm
up
I'm not
going
to talk bad about your
you know
older
what I used
sister.
To do? You know what used to, nah, for real, fool. We talk about it all the time. Now she, because she's funny, like, I'll be like, what's
if
up?
If you think that Duno is, like, a G, he gets it from his sister. This one that he's talking about.
Yeah,
like,
nah, fool.
She's legit a G. Like, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know, my sister is with the shenanigans.
Full-fledged function.
No, but I used to.
She doesn't give a fuck about the feds.
Yeah, nah, for sure. She's a great mom now. Nah. She's a super clean woman. Nah. But, like, you know, my sister went through a lot, of, like, when she was younger, her teenagers.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I always talk about it, too. Like, I remember when she ran away, mm-hmm. she would wait for her mom to go to work, and then she'll come and be like, I'm going to get clothes, you guys.
Oh, and she used to, like, go get clothes. She had run away.
Yeah, she had run away. And then, but she used to take care of us, fool. Mm. So I'm going to be like, all right, you're not going to go to school, well, you got to watch them.
Yeah.
But fuck, fool, good. Fucking mean. Asshole. We used to be scared of her, fool.
Yeah.
Like, me and my sister Cookie used to wait in the bathroom till my mom got home. Like, oh, the fool, because we're like,
what would she do?
She fuck, fool, he could let her, man. That's like to this day, I used to be like, nah, fuck you, fool. I mean, I always tell the story. Bro, one time she hit me, and it's different. She, like, she could kind of hit me. She's kind of like my older sister.
Yeah.
So, like, a babysitter can't hit me the way my sister can hit me.
We get it. Like, we understand the dynamic.
But I'm guessing I threw, like, I was mad. I heard something, and they said that I threw Clorox at her friend. Like, her friend was wearing, I was like, what the fuck? Oh, boom. Gosh. And then my sister whipped my ass. And then she bruised, like, my, like kind of like, or like right here. She, like, bruised me when I was a kid.
You and Vic have the same bruise. So what's going on here?
But yeah, she used to be a fucking asshole, man. Yeah.
So she would, like, you feel like she would hit you, like se pasó. Like,
yeah, I used to be like, damn.
Like, it would be like a nalgada or like, hey, cut it out. It would be more like,
but it's funny because, nah, whoop her ass, you know what I mean? Not her kid. I swear, sometimes she'd be passing by her kid. Man, fuck up. Why you hit him? I'd be like, remember?
Whoa.
Like, I don't like, nah, but me and my nephew really, my nephew's the nicest kid in the world. Nothing.
Oh, look at that.
when God in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny because since I'll pass by him, and my nephew's the type of kid, like, he'll be minding his business, and I'll pass by and knock over his Legos and shit.
Oh, wow.
And it should be like, why you do that? I'd be like, remember he used to whoop my ass?
You're building
you're not over it. You're not over it.
You're building his character.
Yeah, I'm building his character.
Oh, my God.
But he also loves me. He's the type to be like, oh, it's okay, Theo, Danny. Oh. I'll build it again.
Oh.
I'll be like, that's right, big
sweet.
Yeah, he loves me.
he's nothing like you or your sister, probably. Right. You guys are just treating him like it.
No, no. Bro, it's funny because they have like their, he's a fucking mommy's boy. But I'm like, we all are. Like, mm-hmm. I am, he is fucking. My brother-in-law is, I think he is my other,
his mom?
Yeah. My other brother-in-law, he is too. Like, I think he just runs in the family. Like, we all like the babies and shit.
We have these scary fools in front of us. I asked the guys a question off podcast that I want to ask again. What's your favorite, really weird to go from family to this, but it's Halloween.
Facts.
What's your favorite kill scene in a movie, a scary movie? Does one stand out?
I think the one that really scared me was, and it's weird because I have sisters, but the one that really scared me was the Michael Myers one, the Halloween one. When he killed his sisters. Because his sister and her
speaking
boyfriend.
Speaking of
oh, yeah.
sisters.
Speaking of sisters. I know, off camera, they're like.
So this is the 2007 Halloween one, right? Mm-hmm. Where it shows his whole backstory as like how he became a killer?
Yeah, when he was like killing like cats and shit.
Killing cats.
This was like the movie that I was like, oh yeah, scared. Like I like that whole day I couldn't, like that whole night I didn't want to be alone. Or,
yeah.
Oh. I was like, ugh.
I remember that. That was a good movie.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then he just killed his sister. Like, why'd you kill her, fool?
Yeah,
like,
savage.
You could be mad. Go kill somebody else, fool, but not your sister. Wait, like, the directors were too brutal on that scene.
It was directed by Rob Zombie. It was a very brutal movie.
Yeah, it was like, fuck.
They tried to erase that happened, because mm-hmm. they made a whole new Halloween series that connected to the older ones.
Yeah.
And they want to, like, act like that.
That one never existed. Rob Zombie one. Oh, they, like,
and
skipped over that one.
Never happened, because they were like, no, he doesn't have a backstory.
It was way too,
like,
much.
It was so gruesome, honestly.
Bro, they were like, imagine, like, I wonder what, like, I'm pretty sure the animals were fake. Or they could have been. Who knows, bro?
They're not going to kill real animals.
No, I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, I was like, dude, that shit looked too realistic. Yeah. Like, I was like.
It was just brutal. Like, it didn't show him, like hitting it one time. Like, it showed him, like,
And I'm like, what the fuck is. I was a kid, right? So I watched him. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, fool, I couldn't. Yeah. Like, I love animals. You know what I mean? I like, aww. You know, I have a cat named Duchess, my sister.
You do? Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a cool cat.
I remember when they killed Chucky by putting him in the microwave.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, that's, like, my favorite scene, but it's because it's Chucky and he died.
That's
but then clearly he didn't die. And then I think all the Scream kills are really good kills.
Oh, yeah. Because
it was, like, do you remember Scream?
Yeah.
The first one, how it started and the boyfriend's out in the outside, it's like, oh, shit. To me, that's what I think of when I think of, like, a kill
the
scene.
The end of Scream was amazing. Yeah, how they, like, flipped it.
Oh, yeah, and the friends start killing each other.
Yeah, they start killing each other.
That shit was really good. Shout out to Scream.
Yeah, I think
there's another one coming next year.
I think so, yeah.
Who directed Scream?
I don't know.
You know what is crazy, though, is I was watching scary movies all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, like, I don't know, because I guess I'm a nerd. So I started, like, researching shit, like.
Oh, my God, you are a nerd.
Halloween was really, like, the first, like, modern slasher film. And then
the movie Halloween.
Yeah, the first movie Halloween. Where
it's Michael Myers?
Yeah, where it's, like, there's a group of kids, and then they're partying, and then they get killed. Like, every movie that came after that followed that same format because it was successful. So Prom Night was after that, and it also starred Jamie Lee Curtis. So they got her.
Remember
and then it was
Carrie?
Like, Carrie, it was like a bunch of stuff like that, and it all stemmed from Halloween success.
Damn.
Oh, well, so that what I'm talking about is it all started off that?
No, that's a new one.
Before that?
Yeah, that's a new one. The one you saw is like a modern version.
Oh, the OG backstory. One.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this movie? Like,
is Jamie Lee in that one?
No.
No?
Oh. She's in the most recent one that just came out, Halloween Kills.
But I ain't gonna lie, for overall, he looked creepy. Like, ever since a kid, like, that's what scared me. Like, the way that he was, like, he just had, like, long hair. He was, like, always alone.
Disturbed.
And I'm like, and then you fucking kill. I don't know. I'm like, oh, you're out of pocket, fool.
What's your favorite kill scene?
The end of Scream. The end of Scream. Like, it was just, because they start killing each other. Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, they're going to believe me. I'll stab myself. And
then
it's just like, what the fuck?
It was crazy. Yeah.
The camera work is great. Like, I know it sounds weird, but the camera work was great with the knife. Like Scream always has like good like knife scenes, like, and it's and you gotta see it in a point where they're like they're trying to have you scared, so they like focus. Imagine like having somebody just go back and forth like this. Like, what the fuck? That's just tripping.
That Scream mask went triple platinum in the hood.
Oh, for sure. Everybody and then they had one that, mask. Like, gushed. Yeah. Like, if you press the button, it gushed the
Everybody
blood.
Had a Scream mask or a Scary Movie mask for, like, 20 years. I haven't seen them recently, but, yeah.
Have you guys ever been to a Halloween party, and there was balazos?
I remember we used to just kick it and get drunk and shit, but I don't really remember, like, too many super active Halloween parties, like, oh my God, there's a function.
Well, I think we grew up in the time where it was party crews and flyer parties.
Oh, yeah, no, you guys, you guys' era
was... like, really cool party days.
Yeah, but your guys' era was... Fools came out on the news. Like, that era came out on the news. Like,
but then what happened to you, fools?
It's, like, inside social media. Yeah. Social media, bro. For real, but I was probably, like, of a party crew, like, you feel me?
What was
like,
your party crew called?
The homies had a couple. There was a couple of party crews that I remember.
What was your party crew name? It wasn't Duno.
No. I never had a... party because you're part of like a party crew but you're also from a real crew so like I remember it was just a bunch of fools but I remember but I remember the homies just, were like the homies were part of like Two Turn, You and Us, the Dream Team and like shit like that but I was never like oh yeah I'm part of this, you know what I mean? Like I never said the party crew name at the door so I could get in for free, you know what I mean? Do you ever do Nas?
I've never done Nas, but I think we've talked about what I have done, the air freshener, which is really stupid. Yeah.
Oh, like over the...
Over a towel.
Oh,
stop.
That's such a Valley thing.
Shut up. I did it.
Maximo, you never did it?
Nah.
Why is that a Valley thing?
I ain't gonna lie. I did it when I was like 14.
You have a balloon in your car.
Wait, were you in a party crew?
Not really, I was new at that time. I was new to the Valley at that time.
Oh,
like,
so
when
weren't.
I was a junior is when I moved, and that's when all of them...
But there was a bunch of party crews.
Yeah, happened.
Kenny, what were some of the party crews?
I don't even remember their names.
Oh, one of the party crews I do remember was... That was big in L.A. when I, like, started partying, like, functions, was Panty Droppers.
Oh, gosh.
For real.
Yeah.
That was, like, a big, like... Look. Even Compton Juan knows. You feel me? He's part of my, like... We're kind of the same age.
Oh, okay.
The Panty Droppers.
That's funny. There was so many around when I was... going to parties, but me and my homies are so anti, like, we thought that shit was corny, but we damn near became our own party crew by default,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all those fools, we're fucking cool, and then we just went to every party, like, we went to every single party, like, 15 deep,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, essentially, like, then we started throwing our own parties, like, but we didn't do like flyers necessarily, it was more like word of mouth type shit, but
what's the most ratchet shit you've seen?
A lot of shit.
At a like house party, like $5 at the door house party.
Go, I don't.
Oh, the homie like busting a girl down in the corner, like by the Nas tank. Like I seen all that shit. Like that shit was crazy.
I know. What song seen... was playing?
It was hella shit. That shit was a normal.
What song was playing?
It was 2009. It was probably some Bojangles. Pitbull or something. I don't know.
Oh, I remember the homie, the porter party was like. In the middle of the function,
what?
And the homie had child was just getting it cracking.
Wait, like doing it in the porta potty?
Yeah, things. I don't.
Yo, that girl had some self respect.
Bro, because it's so crazy. It's so crazy because it's like
the guy too.
Like at that point, nobody.
No, let's keep it G. A guy will do it anywhere, but a girl porta potty is disgusting. Come on, like,
Fadi's at the cutty. You know what I mean?
Like,
but he was getting it cracking. And I remember, like, there was fools in line. There was fools in line. And then I'd be like, hey, the homie getting a cracking. Oh, all right. If everybody's so respectful of it, like, oh, he getting a cracking. All right, let me go over there. And then it was in the cut. And I remember when he came out, everybody, hey, Grant, everybody, you know, everybody like, ah. And, like, Vinny West is playing the no face, no case.
Bitch, I'm two player.
What are you?
I'm just listening.
Yeah, but I was like, you're getting a cracking. He's like, yeah, fool, you know how to do it.
That's
you know
hilarious.
What I mean? But I seen a couple wild shit.
Yeah.
I seen some homies do some embarrassing shit, though, too. I seen some homies go face first off the Nas, like, in front of the whole party. Like,
what
damn.
What does that mean? Oh, like fall?
Yeah, they, like, passed
off
the Nas.
Nas balloon. I seen that shit one time. My homie took a big-ass hit. He had a fitted hat on. He fell straight forward. He got up. His fitted hat was all bent.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's the only thing that saved him from cracking his fucking face open.
Damn,
his fitted hat.
Shout out the fitted.
Shout out the fitted for saving lives.
Yeah, oh, God.
I have a question about doing it at functions. Are you ready?
Yeah. We just all stay quiet?
Yeah, everybody's like,
I hope she doesn't ask me.
Is it safe sex?
For sure not. I ain't gonna lie. If I ain't gonna lie, I had to crack it a couple times at a function or two. I got to crack it in the back.
So then how do you, like, and she never was pregnant?
Nah, for sure not. And it's always like a quickie. It's not like intimate Daniels sex. Right near But I ain't gonna lie. At that point, I was younger. And when I got older, I was like, maybe I should go check myself.
Yeah, because you definitely could get STDs. And then,
you know, safe. You feel me? We safe over here. Oh, okay. We use protection now. You know, we care about our health. Not really. Not the food wise, but like everything else. We're STI free, STD free.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? My pee-pee don't burn when I pee. You get what I mean?
You feel me?
You know what I mean? They told me I'm his little bro. You feel me?
You feel me?
Y'all took me to the place where they give condoms for free skis.
Oh, man.
Hey, did you guys have a clinic in your school?
No.
In your schools?
Well,
your
in high school's office. Mm-hmm.
No, there's a spot, though.
What do you mean a
everyone
clinic?
Went to.
And
there's Planned Parenthood next to Downey High, so.
Like right next door?
Yeah, right next door.
You think that was intentional?
Probably.
There was actually a clinic. It's called the Belmont Clinic and shit. Okay. And there's like the site for the kids, like for the students. Wow. And then girls could. Should I say a story? I mean, yeah, fuck it. We can say it.
Girls could check.
So I was going to have a baby when I was young. I told you guys, right?
No.
I never. I was supposed to have a baby like when I was a little younger.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like how younger?
Like 14.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, but you know, we adults, you feel me? We like, we're too
you
young.
You were not adults at 14.
No, but we're adults about the situation.
Oh, were you?
And yeah. I'm fuck you. But I didn't know. They're allowed to keep, like, I didn't know the you know, because you would think, like, damn, we're underage. You got to tell our parents. Oh. But I remember they, over there, they used to, get, like, have a bucket of condoms.
Yeah.
And, like, Plan B. But I used to be like, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, it's for, you know?
Those condoms are boof, too, though.
Yeah. At least give
fucking
us some
lifestyles.
So your baby that never happened would have been 7?
Would have been 7.
So the same age as your nephew.
My age is my nephew.
Wow.
A little
bit. No. Honestly, a little older. Because my sister had.
Well, it takes 9 months for her.
No. I know, but my sister had Aiden. My sister, I think, was 2014. My sister had Aiden. 20, like 15 August. So, yeah, I guess you could say, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it probably would have been older by a couple months.
Wow.
Damn, my boy Duno's getting it cracking at 14.
I was getting it cracking, if I ain't gonna lie.
I respect it.
But you know what's cool? Like, me and her were super cool homies. Like, she hangs out with my sisters. We're, like, super dope. Like, we talk about life and shit. Like, I love her. She love me. If I need her, she'll come through if I need, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. She been at parties and my new girlfriend's there, mm-hmm. and she'll like take a shot with her.
Whoa! You're what?
Yeah, like if I have a new girlfriend.
That,
like, oh no, not a new girlfriend now. When I had a new girlfriend.
Okay. I thought you just announced.
Yeah, there is. Fuck you, Maximo. Right?
Yeah, I heard you say you have a new girlfriend.
Oh no.
Oh okay.
Not yet. I'm still exclusive. Brown by baddies, tap in. If you need somebody to, when guarding your Leviosa, let me know.
He's with the girl that he's with all
no,
the time.
No, I'm not,
so.
G.
Yes, you are.
You're with her.
I she watched my baby while we were
horrible. He got
scouting.
Hit in the head.
Yeah. Got his phone.
Yeah, keep looking, don't. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Like, you never got a cracking out of function?
Not inside a function, but you know, you do a little cutaway, you go, you know, maybe to the whip, or you know what I'm saying, maybe there might be a park close by.
No, I feel it, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like, it's a multitude of places you can go, you don't have to stay in the function. It's kind of a burn, you know what I'm saying, like.
We used to bust it to the functions. We're like, and all the functions always happen, like, in South Central.
Oh, so you can't do the whip.
So we have to get a crack where I was getting a crack.
Oh, shit, see, that's what I'm saying, like, you gotta get it where you can.
You
like,
feel me, we was risk takers.
Oh my gosh.
The worst thing will be when the homies will be like, hey bro, let me borrow your keys. Cause usually I was the only one with the car.
No.
And I would be like, no. And then one time I gave the homie the keys and then I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm being a good homie, right? I come back, he just threw up all over the back seat, didn't even smash. Like, she's like, oh my God, he wouldn't stop throwing up. And I'm just
ew,
like,
ew, gross.
That's why I had a crack in her.
He did not do shit. He just kept throwing up. Like, I was fucking dying. I was like, you fucking idiot.
Speaking of fucking idiots, how do we feel about the Dodgers?
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't be mad at Bueller, but I kind of have to, like, Like, bro, he was reading that pitch, dog. Yeah. Like, he knew you were going to throw it. It is what it is. We lost. Fuck it. The bad thing about it is that we're going to have to figure out who we're keeping and who we're not.
I know it comes around every year if we should keep Dave Roberts. What do you guys think? Because I feel like, damn, like, this fool has taken us to the fucking World Series, and he takes us very far. But
his unorthodox way of starting his pitchers is so weird to me.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Like, yeah. I always think you go with the best for the best, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I guess, and then I think that the Braves just outsmarted us coaching wise. Like, mm-hmm. they put the pinch hitter, and then he got to first. Like, it was just like Robert should have gone with, like, I ain't gonna lie, I would have gone with, I can't say his name,
Gratterall?
Yeah, if I would have gone with him, yeah. Right.
How do you say that name?
Gratterall.
If I think he's Colombian?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, if I would have gone with him right after the pinch hitter hit it, I would have gone with him right away.
Yeah.
And bro, he'd be striking food out like this.
Yeah, I just feel like we had just as much talent as they did, but we just switched players too much. Like, we overmanaged, mm-hmm. basically. Like, I feel like let the best players fucking play. Like, right. That's it. Like, you don't have to keep switching this player and that player because the matchup and the statistics say this. Because if we're going statistic-wise, Trey Turner was the best hitter in baseball, and he didn't do shit in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like all that shit goes out the window when the pressure is put on. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if it's that easy because it sounds super like, duh, why don't you just do this? But I wonder what may be their boundaries or their limitations with not just putting the best people out there.
And
because maybe that's because how it's like the next game, right? So if... For example, like the
yeah, like if Scherzer pitched today, he can't pitch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing it as a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we're not, but he's seen that as a coach.
Yeah.
He's going what he thinks is best, and at the end of the day, you can't go against the coach's word unless you're like a LeBron James. Like, LeBron James could literally tell Bogo, like, sit this foot down and put this foot.
Yeah.
Not exactly in those words, but like, but you know, just starting, and like, and plus, we were injured. Like,
yeah.
Like, fuck, like
Turner got hurt.
Like, but honestly, I think
Kelly got hurt.
Yeah, but honestly, bro, I think if we had Kershaw, we would have took the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Kershaw would have started, and then probably Buehler would have started the second. Like, because we would have had great starters, like best out of seven, right? We would have took a gamble with starting Joe Kelly one game, but Kershaw one game, Buehler one game, Julio Diaz one game. That's four games that are possible for sure wins because we have great pitchers.
Yeah,
but. Odias fucked up.
Yeah.
Buehler fucked up. And honestly, if Scherzer would have started that game, we would have won. And would have at least been, I would have been, you know, better off losing game seven than.
Yeah.
I feel like for some reason it wasn't like the best. And Bellinger always comes through.
Yeah. Shout out Bellinger.
Shout out Belly.
That's my dog.
So all for Duno becoming the new Dodger manager, put in the comments.
Well, I appreciate you.
He's like, fool, just fucking do it, dog. Yeah. Like you said you would. Like.
All right, now on to the other LA team that also clearly has issues. The Lakers, what's going on? You know what? I think
it's like
the
me and
fight
you.
I put that in the chat. The fight, it was AD and it was Davis and
Dwight Howard.
I feel like that type of fight happens all the time, maybe during practice and never during a game.
Yeah.
Because the way they were looking is like, damn, this shit happens all the time, but also this shouldn't be happening right now.
It kind of looked bad because it's early, it's like only the second game. And honestly, I was watching like the highlights and like the recap and shit. The floor just looks crowded.
Yeah.
With our team.
It is.
Like the floor looks like dead. They don't have no space. They don't have no space to play basketball.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Russell's not being Russell. LeBron not being LeBron and AD's not being AD. We got to make it work because we have too many All-Stars, dog.
What do you mean it looks crowded?
Like the floor looks.
So the spacing on the floor basically like because not a lot of the Lakers players are good shooters. They don't go on the 3-point line.
Oh, when they're on
so
the floor.
So it's like pass, thought, rush. Like,
got you.
And then.
It's like if we're passing it through us three to each other instead of like passing it over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And our best shooters aren't in the game. Like I think, and there's like, I don't know his name, but he's a white boy. He's a good shooter. Carmelo Anthony's a good shooter. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's just like, it just feels like Russell's always attacking the paint, which is what he's known for. Yeah. He's great at doing that. He's not the best shooter. AD, obviously, like, I think the disagreement with them was that AD, because AD could play both, he could play center and power forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I think it was just more like they had a disagreement about why didn't they both come down or somebody came down. Because, bro, imagine trying to go through AD and Dwight Howard when they're like this. Like, that's going to be hard.
It works on defense, but not on offense.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so it's like a lot of, like, they got to figure out the rotations. Mm-hmm. And I think Dwight Howard and AD shouldn't really play together, especially when Russell Westbrook's on the floor and LeBron, because Russell Westbrook and LeBron damn near have the same game. Like, they attack. They're not the best shooters, but they can make a few shots.
I attack that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, they need to, like, space the floor, have shooters. I went to the game on Sunday.
Flex. Oh, no, we're going to talk about your flex. Don't look at him. I'm mad at both of you guys.
I'm a humble queen. By,
shout out my guy Dom, you feel me?
Wow.
Had the nice seats right there.
Damn.
But yeah, I went to the game and Carmelo was lighting it up. That shit was so dope to watch. Literally, I sat down in my seat. He made like 4 threes in a row. Back to back to back.
They won, right, against
Yeah, they won against the Grizzlies. And
Ja Morant was whooping their ass, though.
Yeah, Ja Morant was doing his shit. But it was dope. Also, Carmelo Anthony became the 9th all-time scorer. They stopped the game after, like, he hit a three.
And then everybody came in.
They showed, like, highlight reel of him and shit. That shit was sick.
Bro, that was about to be Shaq. He's going for Shaq now.
Yeah, he's going to be the eighth highest leading scorer.
But see, that's all the Lakers, like, damn, nobody wanted Carmelo. And bro,
all he needs to do is shoot.
We need that, bro. Like, what I like about the team is that they're all homies offside the court. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, I mean, I think it's gonna come around. You feel me? But Dwight, like, I was reading some shit. Everybody was like, Dwight Howard, you gotta chill, bro. You guys get traded by December.
Oh, and I'm like, that tomorrow if AD don't like him like that.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck. But Dwight, is something we need, low key. Yeah. Even though we got
defensively.
DJ.
We need him defensively for sure.
Oh, you want to explain what happened with J. Cole and Angie?
Let's clarify. You went to see him twice last week.
Yeah, so.
And
you went to the forum
without us twice, right?
Facts. Without us twice.
Wait, did you go?
About him, why would I think that you wanted to go?
We just told you we liked him.
No. Okay, there's a lot. You guys run the tapes back. The way you guys talk about Cole doesn't make me feel like you would want to go to a Cole show. The way you guys don't invite me to shit doesn't make me want to invite you to shit.
Fuck off.
So you can do it to me, but I can't do it to you.
Okay, we're going to a function. You're going to see J. Cole.
No,
you're going to fucking, what was it? What show? Was it Blast?
Yeah.
That I wasn't invited to? Yeah.
You were invited.
No, I was not.
Well, just to clarify, he invited me.
See, mira cómo te la pasa a ti, güey.
Look, any show,
Who's Gone Wild, we were flicking yeah. up.
Did not get you in that show.
Exactly.
You can't get in the show. Any show at the Novo, at the Roxy, let me know.
Hey, it's my fault, huh?
At the forum, I like how she just casually left that day and randomly day night. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, way to flex on her, asshole. Like, she was like, all right, bye, you guys. Like,
I would have been the third. You know what's crazy?
She didn't flex on us. She didn't flex on us that day. Like, it wasn't like she was like,
we saw each other that day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the forum today. Like, nothing. That was the day we filmed the second time.
I feel like she even lied. She's like, gotta go see my baby.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I had to go pick him up.
You lied.
You lied. I'm going to go pick up J. Cole. Are you guys, please, all the J. Cole fans, send this to J. Cole. Just let him know we love him.
Yeah,
we don't love him like how Letty loves him. You know what I mean? Like that's my dog. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Like, I fuck with J. Cole because he chose a comedian to host his whole tour. Drewski?
Yeah.
He came out of the world.
And Drewski killed it.
That's dope.
Exactly. See? Like, I love that he support. You feel me? He's in tune and shit.
That really actually put me onto Drewski.
It's 21.
21's on it. Moray's on it. And then Drewski was opening. And I don't know, Drewski doesn't fit the Cole,
it doesn't totally
fit
different.
The vibe.
Yeah.
So that, but then I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's kind of like, because it's basketball themed, it's like you have DJs at basketball games sometimes or whatever, and Drewski was very, like, a good opener. I didn't know him like that. Like, he played Suavemente for Latinos and stuff like that. Yeah, so he was doing shit like that. Like, he was being himself, but to me, it didn't fit the Cole vibe.
But it was just very different.
But it was cool to have. It was cool to see. Yeah.
Shout out the rappers that be, you know, because lately a lot of rappers, they be seeing me do my hosey shit.
Yeah.
And they be like, hey, fool, like, they've been having conversations about, like.
Yeah. So that was the forum, right? And then he had a secret show at the Roxy, which is like, what is it? Like 500 max, 500 but with max. COVID, it was like 300 max.
300, 400.
And COVID, Cole is so good with intimate crowds. He would even do, like, his Dollar in a Dream tour is very, like, small, intimate venues. Like, what's the one, the OC?
The observatory?
Observatory, like shit like that. Like that.
Oh, he will? Venue. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, see, I fuck with that fool because I feel like he's very in tune to like.
He meets the audience where they're at. He knows they're going to go to those spaces. And his music just hits hard. It kind of feels like that scene in 8 Mile where it's just crowded as fuck and they're doing, at the shelter.
And everybody.
And that's what the Roxy was like with Cole.
That's dope.
And that was like last minute shit.
Not last minute, but like
secret. Oh, yeah, fuck
secret. It was a Spotify show.
Yeah,
right?
No, like Pandora. Pandora series. Oh, you guys did know.
No, you know, no, it's funny. No, we didn't. Because Dom told me, he's like, oh, bro, forgot to tell you, I had tickets for you for the Roxy show, but it's too late now. And I was like, cool.
Wait,
everybody forgets. I go to like 6 concerts a week. How could you forget to invite me? You swear like I'm not outside.
So I took Angie.
How was that?
And honestly, like,
tell us about your choice.
My whole friendship with Angie, like, is what connected us is our love for hip hop.
Yeah.
And one of the, like, we have our main, like, pillars of our friendship of people we fuck with.
Angie is Nelly, and by the way.
One of them is Atmosphere. The other one is Kid Cudi. And the third one is Cole. So all three is just like, those are the holy trinity for me and Angie, right?
Yes.
Okay. I had never taken her to a show. And I've always, like, I'm going to take you to a show, and I'm going to make you meet Cole.
Real quick. Just so you guys know, Angie has let his best friend, her fucking, partner. Her nalga, her partner, her kid's godmother, and look at the pendejada she did. Go ahead.
Angie did do a pendejada. I'm low-key embarrassed. I'm high-key embarrassed. Angie, are you embarrassed right now?
Yeah.
I think it's funny because the good thing about it is that Angie meant no harm. Everybody, you guys know Angie. Yeah. Angie's
okay, but J. Cole does not know Angie.
But also, just know that me or Duno would never. Go ahead.
I would have done this look. Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, let me.
Tell the story.
So Roxy's small.
Super small.
Backstage even smaller.
Like, yeah.
But I was like, dude, I want Angie to meet Cole. So we went back. And we're waiting outside for Cole. And it's like a small hall. I go to the bathroom. Cole comes out and he waits for me. And so when I get out of the bathroom, it's Cole, Ibrahim, who's as tall. Think of like Cole's nalga is Ibrahim.
Okay.
And they're both tall and skinny. It's like two towers. Like they're huge.
Big ass trees.
Yeah. And so me and them are talking about life, about career, the babies, all of that.
Brown bag?
All the while, Angie, hold on, listen.
Let me tell the story.
All the while, Angie is there, and it's tight. It's super cramped. So Angie's there with her phone like this. Oh. And, like, not even discreet, right? Like, sometimes people take a discreet photo or discreet video, but she stays, like, low-key, they're super tall, but her phone is in their face, like, recording the convo. If you know Cole, he is private as fuck. Like, he's private, low-key, everything. I've seen them a bunch of times, but I don't always take photos. I don't always do video because I know it's like, fuck it. Like, it's for me.
Yeah.
It's not for, like, the world to see. But then Angie is literally like this in their face. J. Cole's mom passes by, the small ass backstage. Mm-hmm. And so Ibrahim, who is Cole's dude, like, not Cole's dude, Cole's nalga, turns and looks at Angie and is like, hey, can you turn your phone off? Angie thought he was giving her a pound. And so Angie's like, oh, yeah, a pound. And he's like, what did he say, Angie?
He's like, no, I mean, can you stop recording?
And I, in that moment, I felt like all the years that I built as their friend, all the rapport and the credit and, like, the just the good vibes, the, like, damn, Letty's a real one. She's not thirsty. All of that went down the drain. They were just like, all right, you guys can go now.
Oh, shit.
It was a lot. No, they were super cool. They're always like really nice. And and Cole still took a photo with Angie, so that's how I knew it was nice. Nice. But
it was one of those things where you had like a
It was a very like I don't ever want to seem like a fan to them.
Yeah.
And I felt like a fan.
Mm.
Angie, what do you have to say for yourself?
But I'm still embarrassed.
We have the video.
Let's see it. Like, can we insert it?
No, it's never going out.
I would love to insert it right here.
I'll let you guys see. I haven't even watched it. She sent it to me.
Is it that cringy?
And watch it be all in their face. Like
it
like,
is.
Wait. In the video, you can hear when he says, turn it off.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
So this is how close she was, right? So this is the video. Yeah, so this is how close she was.
Oh, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't want like, it. Like, it gives me, like, seconds.
I
want to
see it. I want to see it.
Look at the picture.
Bring that second-hand embarrassment over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, I already did. It looks so awkward already.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Oh, it's so crazy.
I'm just taking video.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
We can pound.
No, I'm just taking video, but we can pound. She told him, like, no, don't you worry about what I'm doing. Like, she said, yeah, I'll still shake your hand. Don't worry about it.
Let me dab you.
Oh, my God, my and mommy. Oh, my
what do
God.
I do now?
Oh, that you should sell that as an NFT. That is, oh, my God.
What do I do now?
That is hilarious. I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal, but that was definitely, I could see, yeah, that was embarrassing for sure.
The fact that Angie thought he wanted to give her a pound. Like, for what reason?
She said, no, we could still pound.
But I'm going to finish this video. And he's like, no, you're not.
But the good thing is I didn't make it a big deal.
Yeah, because they're so nice. But I feel like later they're probably going to be like, hey, we need to not give Latino plus ones anymore.
Yeah. I feel like I give plus ones very, like, sparingly. Especially if I'm going to, like, be backstage. I don't think I've been embarrassed.
Where I'm blessed is, like, my plus one's going to be Jorge. And Jorge is always cool. Like, people like, oh, shit, whatever. Like, he himself is interesting. People would want him
there. Yeah, for sure. I've had my homies drink some drunk shit while they're drunk, like, there's some drunk shit, and I gotta, like, yeah.
Oh, I see what you have to do.
Yeah, out of pocket shit, but.
So that was my last J. Cole show.
I'm sure he'll be back
next year. I just know me and Vic would never.
Ever.
You know what was cool about it, though, is that I went to the restroom, and he waited for me. They're like, oh, Letty's in the bathroom. All right, she missed her shot to talk to Cole. And he's like, no, I'll wait for her.
Cool. And then, boom. You might as well have thrown Cole down the toilet.
Yeah.
God, Angie. I just know me and Vic would have been like, what up, perrito?
Yeah, knowing our place, no cameras, no, you know, we don't want no.
I mean, I maybe would have done a quick boomerang, you know what I mean? I would have been a little more. You feel me? I ain't gonna cap, you
no
feel
flash.
Me?
No flash.
2 seconds?
You feel what? I would have pulled out my wand. I picked Yoshia, you know what I mean? But damn, Angie, with your weird ass, it is. Oh, yeah, get my girl. I ain't gonna lie, Angie. I'm not mad at you. Letty is, but not me.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you, Angie. I love you.
We were laughing.
It was very awkward.
But funny. It's kind of like,
okay, after that happened, I didn't know what to talk about because my brain was thinking a lot of things. And I just got awkward. And I literally said, I'm getting awkward. I got to go. Like, and they're like, okay, bye. Like, I just didn't know what to say anymore. I'm just running out of shit.
Would you have been more mad?
I was like, oh, it's nighttime.
She was like, I'll dap you up.
Oh, we can pound.
At the Roxy.
Ay, Angie, I didn't even see that until now.
I told you I said that.
Fuck.
I wish Angie would have been invited to Drake's party. That would have been awesome.
Speaking of Drake's party.
That fool was just like.
Supposedly it was Narcos themed.
Picolandia.
He definitely looked like not a narco.
At all.
Drake should have popped out in a mamalona. That would have been lit, huh?
Yeah,
that
would have been lit.
Yeah.
Like a Rolls Royce mamalona.
Because even if I'm thinking the way he's dressed is Narcos Mexico. That's definitely not like Colombia.
Yeah.
And it's like they did not dress like that. Yeah. Whoever his stylist is, whoever bought that, no.
They weren't tapped into the culture.
Definitely not tapped in.
The dude that does your cover art bullshit and your stylist is bullshit.
Yeah, I think his crew hates him, fool. What's going on?
Yo, you need to figure out the fucking team. Mm-hmm. Just know the homie Vic would have dressed you crazy, huh?
You feel me? It would have dressed you just like me. I think it was funny. I seen a lot of people posting, like, if your girl's at Drake's party, red flag. Mm-hmm. Or if she can't get into Drake's party, even more red flag. Yeah. It's like, damn, man.
Where do you have the party at?
It was here in L.A.
But yeah. Where in LA? I'm pretty sure
somewhere like downtown or Hollywood. I don't know. Line was fucking around the corner,
really?
Though.
Really? I didn't know where it was.
It was a long ass line. I don't know where it was exactly either, but I was just like, oh shit, all these people are not gonna get in. Yeah. I don't wanna go to a party like that until I'm like super juiced up. Cause it's like, it's no worse feeling than like not being able to get into somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're awkward just standing outside.
Cause like, yeah, I might be cool like to places I go, but I'm definitely not cool in that party. Like, that's like A-list people. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about me.
What song is it? Sorry, my bad about the Drake shit, but what song did Cole perform at the Roxy?
Oh, so this was cool. He did the whole Forum show at the Roxy, but I liked it better at the Roxy. Because a lot of it was bars. Like, you want to hear bars intimately. Like, it's like, I don't know. It was just really dope for him to do the shit inside, like, the smaller venue. So, it was cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, my God.
It was my last show.
You met Rory and Mo?
Sorta. It was like so I went to the Emotional Oranges show at the Novo, and
see?
You
were out.
I'm always out, yeah.
You couldn't have gone even if I invited you.
When? That was the same night?
Forum?
I think it was the same night. Mm-hmm. It was Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went and I went backstage briefly because Dom had to give them something or talk to Emotional Oranges backstage. And then I seen Maul while he was just, like, right outside the green room. And I seen him, and we kind of, like, make eye contact. And then I just walked into the green room. And then I walked back outside. And then I was like, I'm not going to not say anything. Because right. I do fuck with him. And that's, like, one of my favorite podcasts, aside from the Brown Bag. And so I was like, yo, fuck with the podcast, bro. And I gave him a pound. Then I walked up. And then I, like, crossed paths with Rory. But I didn't tell him anything because he was in a rush. It was
right. The
artist he manages. It was his show. Mm-hmm. I know I've been in that position. You don't have time for, like, extra bullshit at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's running back and forth, whatever. I think he had food in his hand or something. I was just like, all right, I seen him. But it was cool. It was cool to, like, you know, see some people that I watch, like, on the weekly.
Right.
And just, you know, be in, you know, close quarters. Yeah, it was interesting.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's fire.
Did you tell him about the Brown Bag? Y'all fucking up with the connection, Jesus. Y'all need to put it me in play.
This is the first time.
Are you talking about the Brown Bag?
What? Yes, all the time. What?
It was the first time, but that's
bro,
not the first
thing. If I meet Jake, I'm going to be like, what's up? Duna from the Brown Bag.
Now, shut the fuck up. No, you're not.
I promise you I am. We're going to have him on here, you know what I mean? What, right. Cole? You're having an intimate conversation, obviously, before I actually fucked it up.
Okay.
Do you think we'll have Drake on this podcast or J. Cole first?
I don't know.
Heffa?
What do you think?
Definitely Drake first. For clout, though. He'll do it for clout. He'll do it because it's going to seem like he's tapped in with the people he's clearly not tapped in with.
Do you think well, now he's never coming sure. on. Why'd you say that? Just ruined our shot.
Don't ask me about Drake.
The views of Letty do not reflect the views of Brownback Podcast.
Just know, you know, we fuck with Drake over here.
Yeah.
And Cole.
Yeah, we fuck with Cole.
I fuck with Cole, you feel me? That day we could all dress like we're gonna go train.
Only one of you could have come. I only have a plus one.
And you chose Angie, bro.
Yes.
And she fucked it
I
up.
I chose my best friend.
Oh, wow. I knew we were just coworkers.
You know what
coworkers.
We should do for a challenge? We should do for the like, next challenge we do is like we have to be Letty's plus one for somewhere.
For
goes.
Something.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Bam.
I go cool places, though.
I know, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Randomly just was in Seattle
and just,
one day.
And we just see him, and we just see him on Instagram. Like, oh, that's what she's doing today. Sick.
Super all right, let's cool. move on. Hold on. We're talking about, oh, you don't like the outfit. Do we like the outfit? Cooler, cooler. Drake's outfit for his birthday. I think it was cool if it was cowboy themed.
Yeah.
I think it's cooler because it's Narcos themed.
Yeah, I think it's.
And then
Narcos
it makes don't me, dress like that.
Definitely not. And no. then it makes me think of the invitation. If, like, what was it? What was the invitation looking like if people knew it was Narcos themed? Because some people dressed up like that.
Check my email.
Yeah. Oh, check. Oh, yeah, please right. check.
But do you think it was a? You think it was like a little like a little invitation where you open it and it just plays? Well, so was it?
What the, yeah, like the Narcos song. The Narcos theme.
What song is it?
You're invited to Drake's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Narco novela.
I mean, I'm gonna say cool because he tried. He had like the right idea, I guess you could say. But you feel me, burrito? You somebody didn't dress you right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my biggest thing is was like not the Nelcano playing at the party, like where they play some Junior Ace.
Got so. It.
Were definitely. They playing some Nivel Codiciado, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, they would have had the
that
whole
should have had a Grupo cracking.
Right.
Yeah. He should have called me, you feel me? I would have had the Grupo busting right there.
That would have been sick.
Really make it some Narcos theme. Drake, come on, let us help you out.
Yeah.
Drake, just
next birthday. Yeah.
Next birthday, just know we got you on the Grupo vibes, you heard?
Okay, Duno. Carne asada, Nino rival. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, shit.
Are you ready? This is only for Duno.
Okay.
AD. Tyrell. Vic.
I've known Vic the longer, and he's like a really good homie.
Wow. Yeah, so Vic. So they're not good homies.
No, no, they are. They're really good homies, too, but... Me and Vic have a more intimate... Oh, fuck.
Oh, you're more intimate with Vic.
No, I get what he means. I get what he means.
Yeah. What, like, what does more, he mean? I don't get it.
Like personal relationship.
Like, Vic, like Vic's best friends with my manager, which my manager's... Where we, like, he's like... Obviously, he manages me, but he's like my good homie as well. We, like, talked about life. So, yeah, Vic would be my Nino. Tyrell is... I would probably go with Tyrell as my rival because he has one hand. and then AD kind of
shoot you with the other hand. Yeah,
thanks. Shout out my dogs though. But it's funny because at the end of the day they're always like, you care more about Brandback than you do at the end of the day.
Hey, I've seen T-Rell throw some shots about Mad lately. Yeah, Duno just sits there like this, real homie. He just says like
weak ass show.
He's like weak ass show. Shit got canceled.
but it's like at the end of the day, it's Korea bad. Yeah. Like,
I don't take it personally. Yeah, I think it's funny.
The Korea is bad. Like, yeah. I was gonna like, man, shut up, bitch. You just don't post nothing else because you have nothing else going on. He'll be like, oh fuck you, and then AD will be like, I'll be like, AD don't post this. This shit, AD be like, oh, cuh, you know how I trip, cuh. Like, you know, it's just funny. We just go back and forth to shit. I'm a brown bag you right now.
You didn't answer.
Oh, I did.
You didn't finish.
He said rival is T-Rell and...
AD kind of saw that, Vic Nino.
Okay. Vic, Gina, Duno, me.
Oh, that's tough. let me see. I hate this.
Ya no vas a tener amigos.
Duno carne asada for sure.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
Really? Oh. Yeah. Wow. I already know what you're going to choose. All right. Let's fight that bull. Get the fuck up.
Wait.
Don't make sure
I didn't say it. I didn't finish. Nah, but yeah, Duno for sure.
I would not choose Gina as rival, so just choose me as rival.
Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Gina's not my rival, but she does push me to be better.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So she inspires me in what she does. And then you're already my Nina, I feel like. And anyway, so it's like, you're my Nina.
All right, ready for this one?
That was good.
Yeah.
You can't
choose my family.
What? I don't know Jorge ain't like your parents.
That's my family.
I know, but who else do I know? Like,
okay, go.
All right, ready? Oh, my God. Sister.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. He's not really an Edgar.
My sister.
Oh, shit. It's me.
It's Vic. All of us.
All right, ready? My sister.
Okay, then I want to take my ears off because they're hurting me.
All right. Yeah.
All right, ready?
Well done.
Everybody just
and low-key, this costume is like, I'm trying to keep it all together. I ripped it to be sexy, but now, like, these things are thingy.
All right. Already?
Yeah.
My little boo, Vic's little boo, Maximo's little boo. Oh.
That's rude.
Why?
You're going to get me in a girl beef regardless.
No, what? No. My little boo, Vic's little boo, or Maximo's girl?
Maximo's girl is... top tier. She's his wife already.
Okay, yeah.
She's
that's not your girl. I don't want to take her off.
No, don't take her off.
He's married.
That's your wife, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking marry her, fool. You guys have like 7 kids.
Oh, that's some fucking Hispanic shit.
I am married.
Are you married, yes or no?
Yes.
Papers, documents?
He said, okay.
California style.
Been together 10 years.
Cali style.
Yeah, been together 10 years, lived together.
So.
Maximo's wife.
Her for sure, Nina.
His fucking marriage is California style.
I don't even know what that means. But.
Like, you know, California style, like has avocados
split,
in it.
Like, if we split, you know, she could get money off of me.
Domestic partnership.
Yeah.
Oh.
So pretty much.
Well, how many in a domestic partnership?
So
I don't know how true that is, but we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm.
So Maximo's girl for sure, Nina.
I know what she's gonna say.
I don't like this.
I know what she's gonna say.
No, what the fuck? You gave us weird ones too.
No, yours are super easy. They're with your homies. I'm with girls that
are. Oh, they're not your friends? For a promise.
I don't know that they'll be as understanding as my homie.
Shit, she better understand.
Does your little boy watch this?
Yeah, for she's a fan. She loves it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She a fan. Won't take it personal at all. But you're going to see her on Friday.
So she's going to the carne asada because she's been to the carne asada and she's the shit at the carne asada.
So she's going to be carne asada?
I wish.
Wait, let her finish.
That's only because I don't know her status with you, even if she's a thing right now. But not because I don't fuck with her, because I wish I was her friend.
Yeah.
But we're not friends, and.
Yeah. I feel you.
That's it. I hate you. That one sucked.
So now I'm here for you.
That one sucked. What about when she fucking jumps me with all her cousins that she hangs out with?
we'll get into That's why.
Are you going to the game with her cousin?
I think she's gonna be there, yeah. Shout out the homegirl. Oh, her cousin's your homegirl.
This is a lot. This is Los Angeles, California style. California. All right. Oh, duh, the biggest fucking elephant in the room. Maximo, say hi.
What up?
Okay, now sanitize that, please, because you have COVID.
The homie got the vid.
The homie got COVID. Maximo got COVID. And he got it because of someone else that's not here. Josh, where you at?
Nowhere. He's in space.
So, Josh went to Vegas with Sugar Free. Came back with some COVID. What you want to do? We did a show. We're mostly vaccinated, but he still passed it to Maximo. And then tried to play like maybe Maximo passed it to him. What do you think, Maximo?
Yeah, I gave him a ride here and back, and yeah.
From and here to his house, and yeah.
I got COVID.
And then shout out to Ron.
I texted the group, and then he was like, oh, yeah, I've been feeling symptoms too. It's like, bro, you already knew.
Yeah, he did know. He did know that he got it already. Damn. I feel like COVID is like an STD. You have to tell the people that were around you. Right. Because they might have it too.
Dude, and it's the worst when you know you're not sick. Bro, you called me, and then all my homies were like, oh, you didn't tell us, fool. You're a bitch, fool. Yeah. You're a bitch. And I'm like, fool, I don't have fucking habit. Oh, like, just making me flip out of the whole car ride. Oh, you coughed. Oh, I'm like, man, fuck you, fools. And it was funny, I was holding the homie's baby. He's like, fool, like, oh, my baby. Oh, but obviously, I didn't have COVID.
Yo, the day I found out, I was having dinner with my girl's family. It was like 10 of us.
No.
10? Oh. Mm-hmm. Damn, you're a super spreader, bro.
No one got it. Just me.
Damn. Your babies didn't get it. Nobody.
And see, my thing, because Angie gave me COVID. But when she gave me COVID, she took responsibility. And she was like, you know what? Like, I did. I'm sorry.
Hey, bro, Angie's just been failing you all year.
Hey, imagine Angie gave J. Cole COVID.
Stop. COVID. No, when you did give it to me, it was you that gave it to me, right? Yeah. But the thing with Josh is he got so defensive.
Oh yeah.
Cause Josh got it. He showed I guess Friday, and then he was showing symptoms Friday. He got tested and he found out Friday. So basically timeline. Tuesday we all shot in the brown bag. Friday Josh was showing symptoms and he tested for it. Sunday is when Maximo tested for it and found out he had COVID. So clearly, if Josh is showing it sooner, and it kind of leans more towards he had it. He may not have known he had it on Tuesday. He wasn't showing the symptoms, but that's when he spread it to Maximo. Then Josh expressed the symptoms on Friday, Maximo on Sunday. It was a lot, but Josh is very defensive. Like, how do I know you didn't give it to me? And no, I didn't.
COVID isn't real.
So.
And then it was funny. He was like, fool, you were with Sugar Free and some hoes in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you for sure give it to you. She go freely like he don't give a fuck about fucking.
I think the funniest part in this is that he's our conspiracy theorist, and definitely I feel like he subscribes to the thought that COVID isn't real and all this shit. So now he got it, and I don't know where his head's at. Like, it's probably like, oh my god, what?
Yeah, birds are real.
Maybe birds might be real. Yeah.
And then in the group chat, he was like, I don't know if it's like I don't know, but I still feel a little shit. Yeah. You know, we're like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Stay home, better.
Stay home, doggy.
So we don't know if we'll see Josh again.
Oh, Ron, hopefully you're good.
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, so Ron got
it. He's not going to come back here.
No.
Because I just get COVID and nothing else.
What's the point? Yeah.
I'm going home.
Today's my first day free, so.
It's your first day free.
I know.
I think it wouldn't be a Halloween episode if we didn't talk about something scary.
What's like your biggest fear of the way of dying?
For me, it's just dying like a really stupid way. like a very unavoidable, like a very avoidable way. That's like one of my biggest fears, like something super, like choking on like a piece of broccoli.
Yeah.
Something really, really dumb.
And that's how he died. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think, I think mine would be like drowning or like burning alive. But I remember reading a book called The Indianapolis in fifth grade. You guys ever heard of that shit?
No.
It's about like during World War II, like there was like a ship and it got like kamikaze'd by, I think we were at war with Korea or something. World War II, Japan. And then we actually talked to the guy on the phone, one of the survivors from that, like they're in the middle of the ocean. People died of like, was it hypothermia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you proud of me?
I'm big.
Over there. And then people died and then people burned alive and he said he's seen all that. And I was like, damn, that's probably the worst fucking way to die. Like, he's watching people just die and shit. And he lived through the thing and we talked to him on the phone. That was fire.
Damn.
But I was like, that was like one of my biggest fears. Like, or Final Destination scared me forever. I hate roller coasters. Like, I would never want to fall off a roller coaster.
I don't want this to be like a clip of like, let's say one of us dies and it's like, remember they oh my they, God. They called it.
I don't even
like,
eat broccoli. Yeah, fuck all that. But you know what I'm going to do when I turn 80? I'm going to go skydiving.
Why when you're 80? You might get a heart attack. With.
That'll be a sick-ass way to die, dog. No. What?
I want to live to, like, I want to be one of the old ladies like, that's like, oh, she's a Guinness Book of living the longest ever.
I don't want to
like,
live that long.
I don't want to be those
As soon
people.
As my dick don't work, I'm out. Honestly.
They don't start not working, like, at 50, fool.
I don't know. Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
If 50 people get it cracking.
I don't know. I feel like that's when you need Viagra, no?
Nah, not me. Not me.
I don't know.
Big thing
I'm powering. I'm the same as myself.
Yeah, just, I don't want to live like 90 years old. That's a little too long for
me. I think a girl's biggest fear is being murdered.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And I know it sounds crazy, but like that's most often how girls die.
It's too frequent, for sure.
It's a lot of domestic murder shit. Yeah. I don't think Jorge would do it, but
not me neither.
I mean,
what's a lot of times it's your partner.
Lately there's been a lot of stories about like fools just like.
Oh my God, have you seen Dateline? Dateline is insane. I watch all that shit. Mm. It's really bad. I should not watch it.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch all that.
But I watch it all.
But I do like to watch those investigative murders, like. Then he crept into the back door and murdered her in the cold blood.
Dismembered her body.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't like shit like that, but at the same time, I do. It's so interesting. Yeah. It's fascinating.
But the one that always tripped me out is like the dude killed his mom because he was mad at her.
Oh, yeah.
And like beat her with a hammer. I'm like, what the fuck is...
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
Like, fool, just scream at her and go to your room or something. Yeah. Like, why'd you do that way? Like
mental illness.
That shit is crazy.
No, like, I believe mental illness, but have you seen the one where there's just, like, fools that are just generally, like, just crazy? Like, is that even mental illness? It's just more, like, on some, like, very, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, the two brothers that killed their parents because they were mad at them.
Menendez brothers?
And I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit is nuts.
Well, that shit is all weird.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, like, they literally have, like, shows that dive into that.
Yeah.
And, like...
Those kids are like sociopaths and stuff.
Yeah,
like, that.
Yeah. Like that's a like the biggest mental illness type of thing. Like.
And then you see the ones where like I see some shit last time where like they're telling the old lady that her like son-in-law died and she's like yes and it went viral.
She killed him. But also, see, there's always backstory. Supposedly he was beating her daughter.
Yeah.
So like she wanted to kill him.
Yeah. And but I was like, I'm not saying that.
No, a lot of it's crazy. Because even the Menendez brothers, which is very touchy, because their defense was that their dad was abusing them.
Oh yeah.
So they were like, they had to do it. They felt they had to do it. But it was just different because it's like when they shot, they actually had to go after they shot up there where the parents were sitting. They went to go check on them and kept shooting at them or the mom or some shit. So it's like, okay, one thing is like you guys could shoot them and run or some shit, but you like made sure they were dead. So that kind of,
they were on some,
it defeats
shit.
your I guess your defense.
Yeah, shit like that's like super scary. I'll be like, oh shit. Like or like even I think one thing that scared me was when there was a show about the girl that
Maximo has to leave.
He's gonna pull a Kathy.
Go. Just walk out. Just save it. Just say bye.
Just walk out.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs to take his SD card.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah or no?
Or no.
You don't need to. Oh, you need your camera.
Yeah.
Well, just give us 15 minutes.
I'll give you 5 minutes.
Okay, all 5 minutes. All
right.
Sorry.
Let's make sure not to forget the show.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone watching and listening, if this episode is short, it's because Maximo made us cut it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm usually here at night, but somebody had to.
Okay, fuck off.
Let's play the blame game.
I hate you more.
Do you know who that is?
No. We have a live show.
Kanye West.
All right, yeah, let's bump it up.
Next big announcement.
Big announcement.
I feel like beep,
beep, beep, beep. Okay, next show is our 20th episode.
20!
And we want to make it super special because when we record is Tuesdays, and that lands on Dia de los Muertos. So if you are in the LA area, we are having a live show next Tuesday in Los Angeles.
November 2nd.
We should have the like ticket link in the bio, but there's only 100 spaces. Like there's only 100 tickets that we can sell. So get them before they sell out. It's going to be great. It's going to be us three and the crew. We plan on drinking, having fun, playing games.
Conversating with us.
Yeah. It's going to be a real fun time. It's going to be LA, intimate location. Anything you guys want to say?
It's going to be somewhere in the art district, very dope spot.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's going to be very intimate. Y'all going to get to meet us outdoors. Good space. Y'all could get high. It's going to be alcohol. Y'all could vibe with us like how we always get drunk.
18 and over then.
18 and over.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just come have fun with us. Come meet. Yeah. Come conversate.
You're going to meet some of the characters that we talk about probably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
great food. They're going to have some food there.
Oh, yeah, they have food there. It's going to be dope. It's just going to be this, but live and interact. Like, you guys can interact with us. We're probably going to do like a Q&A and stuff like that.
Definitely play games with the audience.
And then you know Altar. Bring something for our is it? I say Altar.
Since it lands on Dia de los Muertos, we're going to do an Altar and Ofrenda. So if you want to bring a picture of your loved one, you can, and you can add it to our altar. We're gonna have a moment for all the people that have passed away. It's gonna be really cool. But of course, like Dia de los Muertos, it's about celebration. So we're all gonna celebrate. We're gonna celebrate our 20th episode with you.
Shout out Shoe Palace and Puma. Mm-hmm. You know they're gonna be contributing to this illustrious event.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
So we're gonna give out $500. To a hustling person. No, for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
No me contaste eso, wey.
He was telling you. You were getting ready. I hope you were getting ready. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to give out $500 to, it could be a street vendor. It could be a mom that goes to work 7 days a week. It could be a girl that goes to school full time and is working hard. High school, whatever the situation is.
Oh, I love that.
And then we will be having merch there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, Angie?
Yep.
Merch will be cracking right there.
And masks, mm-hmm. too.
And masks, so... Come have fun with us. Come enjoy life. The minute you see the link, get the tickets, please. This might be a separate clip as well.
It's going to sell out, so buy tickets as soon as you can.
Yes, because, you know.
We only have 100 spaces, so it's going to be, it's going to go.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
I'm excited and nervous. Aww. I ain't going to lie, I'm nervous. That's just, because this is like, you feel me? Like, the crowd is super intimate.
Yeah.
Super, like, dope. So I think it's going to be dope having, like, them ask us about a like, imagine, like, because the way our fans interact with us is so dope. And then I just don't want to call you guys fans. It's more like of a...
Our supporters.
Yeah, our supporters. Like, y'all show hella love and shit.
Brown baggers.
And then I try to always reply on the YouTube comments because people be getting emotional. I'll be like, oh, I feel you, big dog. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And then I think it's going to be dope them asking us about, like, something that happened on episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, real, like, inside jokes that we have at this point. People really are tapped in with it. Like...
Me and Letty might argue for you guys.
Live.
For fun.
Live
we argue. Yeah. For fun. And for those of you that can't make it clearly, we're going to be recording the episode and dropping it. But Tuesday you will get it live, indirect, in person with the whole crew. And then that Friday, hopefully, everyone gets episode 20.
Real quick, what are you guys going to wear that day? Like, are we coming super fly?
I'm coming super fly for sure.
Aren't we all coming super fly?
I mean, shit, we filming a podcast. I might just come in short. Fuck it.
It's also Dia de los Muertos, so I might come in half calavera.
Okay. I might join you on the calavera.
See, I do really great calaveras.
I know you did mine. You remember?
Oh no, but that was some little bullshit. That I had. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel it. Know, you guys, stay tuned. I'm excited. You're excited, Letty.
Very excited.
You guys, I know Letty's looking, but she's very excited about this. Letty, ready?
She's still thinking about J. Cole.
Yeah.
I have a lot of anxiety considering that night.
I'm excited. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm super. Shout out Maximo for real.
Yeah.
We're going a lot of back and forth in the group chat.
Follow Maximo behind the scenes, people. Like, he's one to follow. And he's funny. And look at that. Let's give him his little flowers.
And yeah, nah, he's the one. Honestly, he's a big part of the live show.
He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Found the spot, found the food, found everything. He's Maximo, you're actually you're a guy of all trades, brother.
Yeah.
And he's a great photographer.
Great photographer.
Director.
Hates editing.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he really does it all. He's gonna you're gonna shoot the Swifty Blow Blue Show on Thursday?
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got a show at the Roxy on Thursday.
Oh, you like that you could come?
Yes, please come.
Angie, these artists, they love being recorded.
Oh, these ones?
You can record them all you want, Angie.
Yo, yeah, it's crazy. I'm gonna have a show at the Roxy. It's a pretty big deal, I feel like. It's a historic venue. It's going to be Swifty Blue presented by Rosecrans Ave.
We're
going to have Peso, Suede, CNG, Jakarta, Duno's hosting, Big Swift's performing. Who else we got? J.I. Bands. Probably some other special guests. Should be dope. By the time this drops, it might have already happened.
Yeah, fuck it.
But
don't worry about that show, too. That's going to be a dope show because all the homies, the Roxy, that just showed all the homies Elevation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my big words is getting it. I know, like, I've been reading because.
What are you reading?
I just know I'm reading.
What are you reading?
It could be Vic's fucking
blog,
but it could also be your great caption. But just know I'm elevating my vocabulary.
We're here for it.
You feel me? I might start reading the dictionary.
Classes back in session.
Once every 10 minutes a night, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Classes back in session.
That's not a long time. Just go with it. It sounds cool.
Every 10 minutes a night.
But just know we're working hard, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see you guys. We're excited to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. Let's take some flicks. Mask, I require you gotta come with mask, but I'm pretty sure once you're eating, drinking, you can take them off.
Yeah.
But just come enjoy. Oh, wow, you're getting brown bag, you fuck.
Brown bag, Maximo, and then you can leave. But thank you guys for tuning into episode 19.
Episode 19.
I like this episode a lot. Brown bag.